You gotta take me off of mute, Bernadette, on your headset. Hello?
Hey, I got you. Hey,
Hey.
my phone was on mute.
Yeah, okay. All right,
All right, so
so
yeah, I remember the
go ahead.
call vividly. And when I even said in the recording, I said I locked myself out accidentally. And I signed back in, trying to get back in. And I didn't really realize that this undisposition call in the background was still going until 20 some minutes later. Now, I do remember it vividly, and I thought, I wonder, should I put that in what you call that place when we have technical difficulties
In the IT group.
in the IT group to let them know that I just wasn't holding a phone call for 21 minutes. I remember the time and everything. And when I did go, when I did whatever, clear out my, whatever I cleared out up there, I was like, oh my goodness, I have been in a set disposition. I mean, in disposition. Not in disposition, rather, for 21 minutes. And it was in the background running, and I knew it. I said, it has recorded me for 21 minutes. And then after I got off the phone, I thought, I said, well, maybe I should put it in the IT to say, hey, I had two, whatever it was, the I9 plus, the one that I was waiting on the call. But here's the thing, I never got another call because that call in the background was running, and you won't get a call as long as you're still in disposition.
Correct.
But I'm sitting waiting on a call to come in. Like, but here's the thing, the reason that wasn't unusual was because all night it was like a 45-minute wait or so, a 30-minute wait between calls. So it didn't dawn on me that that was unusual that I didn't get a call for 21 minutes. And
Okay.
when I finally did it, I was like, oh my God, this thing is running. So I remember vividly. Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna have to learn how to learn and look at your soup screen. I mean, not your soup screen, in your 5-9, so that you'll be able to know if you're in actual ready status or not. Because even when you're on a call, it's still gonna show you in ready status. But when you click the call, like, let me monitor your screen real quick, and I'll show you on your screen. You need to always, you're on the right spot. You see how? Let me monitor. Hold on. Okay, so you see how you have a home up here and you have a call right here? You have that call, the
Correct.
phone. You always need to leave it on call, because if it ever tells you to set disposition, then you're going to know that call was never dispositioned. And like, say how it was a dead air call. So you did everything correctly. You just forgot to disposition the call. So you may
Correct.
have, what you probably did, you went up here and you hit X on the whole entire browser. So you exited
Correct.
out the whole screen. That call's still going on, whether if you exit out the
That.
browser or not, that call is still going on. So when you log back in to 5-9, your screen was still on the same thing. You were probably just right here on home, so it looked like you were still in ready, but you need to be right here where you should have seen that you didn't disposition your call. Because that went
Okay.
on, you talked, you were speaking to some. I know that I did speak to you about the same thing. You got a zero on it. It was actually last week, but we didn't have to move the next step up because of the fact that you received that other zero before that call was even QA'd. That call happened
Correct.
before. Yeah, I went over it with you. So that's why I was trying to, that's why I'm trying to explain to you as best I can. You're gonna have to keep your 5-9 pulled up at all times. I know you have two screens at home as well, so you're gonna need to keep this pulled up. And the best thing I can suggest you to do is keep it on call right there, so you'll always know. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So you'll always know
Go
if
ahead.
you're not on a call, like on a live call or not, because that's definitely going to mess you up in the long run due to us keeping having to go the next step up,
I
because it's
see
going to give
that.
you
I see.
autofills on it.
And look, I never really utilized this call thing. And I see, like, right now it's got calling and it got a number one, which means I have a call on the phone. And if I utilize it, I will see that something's not disposition. Is that what you're saying?
Correct, correct. Because if you click on home, like click on home up there, that little house. If you click on home, you're not going to know. You can still be on a call like right now, and you're just going to be looking at the calls in queue. That's not going to tell you if
And
you're
I'm
on
just
a
looking at
call.
ready voice. I'm thinking
Right.
I'm ready to go.
Exactly,
And I
exactly.
wasn't. Yeah, I'm just thinking I'm just ready to go. And normally after a while, if it's a fast track night or something, it's like it makes me check because I'm not getting a call. But that was a weird night. It just, it was like 35 minutes, no call. And then I got a bunch of prank calls that night. And of course, of all the calls they pulled that one. And probably because it was 21 minutes too. But
they do go by the calls the time.
Yes. And I had gotten a bunch of prank calls. And I was like, okay. And I was just sitting here, you heard me just chit-chatting, talking. But I don't have an explanation for it. Only thing I thought about it was, should I have put that in I-9 when I realized, oh, my God, I have been in a call for 21 minutes.
Yeah, and maybe even doing that would have helped you. I mean, it's still, because you was only talking for the first 5 minutes and then it went on mute. You can tell you put your phone
right
on mute. And so it was a
right
dead air for the rest of it. So you should have known, you know, then, hey, there's something going on. Because the customer could have been on the phone. They could have just fell asleep. They could have woke up to you talking to somebody else in the background.
Right. And then my thought process on that, too, which I don't know is correct or not. When I said, 21 minutes, the first thing I thought was, was I leaving a message, you know, like on somebody's voicemail? And then I said, no, because I didn't have that.
I hope
up.
Not that. Yeah, that would
No. Yeah. I said, no, that
wasn't
it.
That wasn't the case. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I said, well, maybe they hung up. You know how when it comes across your screen on the laptop for work, it comes up caller disconnect. You know, like,
yeah, but it would have dispositioned
your
call. It would have put you in after call work.
Oh,
if they hung up. Yeah. So you would have went in admin.
So what?
Probably. So
what?
So you would
happened?
Have known the customer. You know how sometimes you have dead air calls. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why we have so many, but we do have a bunch sometimes. Sometimes it can be the case where the customer was, you know, calling us. They may have fell asleep on the phone. It could have been anything,
right,
or just anything, but the call was still going on. Nobody ever disconnected the line on our end or disconnected the line on their end.
Well, let me ask you this. Could it have been one of those when caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? And no one answered. And, like, it could have been. Because I don't think it was a customer there, is what I'm saying.
No, right. There wasn't, because the customer never said anything, but it was still a dead air call. So you said, caller, are you there? And then you said, disconnect the line due to no response.
Oh, so it was a dead air call. I did say that. Yeah,
you did at the beginning in the call. You did it in the first 30 seconds. You just forgot to disposition the call, so it kept you going. So instead of dispositioning it, you probably hit that X up there. Mm-hmm. And when you hit that X up there, you were still talking and without your phone being on mute. Putting your phone on mute is, you need to make
that.
You need to make sure you do that after every call as well.
Right.
Always keep
that
phone.
Could have been some ugly stuff said.
You're right.
It would have
hurt. You're right.
Yeah. But so, and here's the thing, the whole time, like, I'm looking at you now, you're on the phone, and I see ready voice. And it's a call one.
Yes, call one is because you're on a call right now. That's where you're going to click. That's what you need to be clicked on is call.
So I always keep myself, make sure ready voice right here and make sure it's right here. Right?
Yeah, you'll know when you're in ready, right? So if you just go to call right there, you'll know if you're on a call or not. That's all you need to really be worried about, because it's going to say ready at the top when you're in ready status. And when you're on a call, it says the same thing.
Okay, maybe I missed the mark on that, because if you're in ready voice, I'm not thinking I'm on another call.
Right. So you need
I'm
to
waiting
keep,
on a call.
Right. You need to wait. That's why I said you need to keep your screen where it says call right there. You need to keep it always right there. Because if it says disposition, you know you're on a live call. You see how it's counting down over there to the right beside where it says set disposition? That's how you'll always be able to check how long you've been on the customer or whatever the case would be.
Okay. And if I don't have it there, I just moved it back to home.
You don't have to go to home, really. That's just to tell you the calls that are in queue. You don't really have to keep it on home at all.
I see that now. Because right here, even though I had that call running in the background, I'm just thinking, oh, I'm ready. I'm in voice. I'm waiting on a call. But like you said, if I was here and I'm still saying ready, but it will let me know, no, you hadn't dispositioned something. Okay.
So as long as you know that, just make that important. Make it aware. It was a Saturday morning, so I did not catch it. So I do apologize about that, but just make sure, like I said, you're paying attention to your 5-9 at all times. I'm not saying you're not paying attention to it, but make sure you know how to read it and just say, even if you're not as sure, and say, hey, you know, am I on a call right now? Whoever's here, put it in Teams. It would have even helped you out if you put it in like the general group and was like, hey, you know, I exited out of my 5-9. I don't know if I'm in ready status or what. Can someone force me out? Or, you know, whatever the case would be. just kind of communicate, because that just helps you out in the long run. Because 21
I
minutes,
also
that
was
seems
behind,
like it's still in company's time. That's what it's.
I get it. And that, it really wasn't, because it was just a dick. I was just sitting there waiting, but that's the way they see it. Like, you not ready to take a call. I also was over on break behind the scenes when I thought I had clocked back in. I was like, oh, shit, I just did this Friday, or whatever night that was you
oh,
told
yeah,
me
that
about
wasn't
that.
Me.
No, I did it again.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I did. But I wasn't asleep that time. I was just here, like, behind the scenes. Like, I thought I put my phone in. I mean, I thought I put my, well,
who was
I guess
working
my phone.
At the time?
Kristen. Yeah, let me go back, because I asked for a break. And
yeah,
I
it
think
was Kristen.
It was Tony. It might have been Tony. Hold on.
Well, Kristen works till 2 in the morning, so if it was...
So it was probably she, yeah. And I was like, I caught that myself, and I was like, because sometimes, like, even when I clocked in just then, when I first clocked in for the night, hell, it had, break was up running, and I know I didn't intend to click break. I mean, you know, it was just me got to pay attention to what I'm doing, and it had me 2 minutes into break already, and you haven't approved me for a break tonight. I haven't even asked for a break tonight. And when I clocked in at 9:58 and went to go in to Ready Voice, and I just happened to look up, and the daggone thing was saying break. I said, I didn't mean to click break. You know, it was just, yeah.
And yeah, that's why I say you got to pay attention to the 5-9.
I see now. I see. I get it. Oh, my goodness. I'd be trying to do one thing so right, and then it's something crazy like that. Okay, it was back. It was Kristen Wolf at 12:58. But she did an emergency break. Let me see. And what happened? So that was 12:58. When I did ask for a break, it was 2:29 a.m. I'm going back through the thing. And then 4:07, Tony put his lunch thing. So it was somewhere between 2 and 4, I guess. And because I was like, gee, nobody said anything, but I caught it myself. And I don't think it went past. I just wasted my break, if that makes any sense. I didn't actually take a break. It was running in break.
Yeah, you know that. So, just make sure you know that does take off on your.
I know. I wasn't. That I didn't get paid for.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that.
You don't. Yeah. When you go over,
let me
you're out of town for the day.
Right. But then, too, you don't want to seem like you're dodging calls either.
Right.
By stealing break.
All right. Well, just know, you know, you received that coaching on July the 5th, so this will have to go up to the next step.
Yeah, it'll
be
a write-up.
Be a verbal.
Is that what you just gave me? Huh?
Yeah, that's what I just delivered to you is a verbal. The verbal warning. So, like I said, just
you know what? On Tuesdays... I got you. I'm hearing calls now because it makes sense. I can see. I really was just focusing on Ready Voice. I never paid any of this stuff down here on the side that I needed to pay attention to. If I just wanted to go back to a call to see some activity or something, I go to that, like my activity. That's the only time I really use that. But now I see why it's important, because even if it is running in the background like it did that night, because even on the recording, I even said, oh, my goodness, you know, I done closed myself out, and which I did. And then when I must have exited everything out, and I remember
it
vividly.
When you exit it out and then you go back to pull it back up, yeah, like I said, that call would still be there. And then sometimes I've noticed where you've kept, where you've had so many tabs of 5-9 and you try to pull up another tab. Well, when you go try to pull up another tab, it won't let you log in because you're still logged
correct.
In on that other tab.
Yeah. And I just have to make sure they all are closed out.
Right.
And so right here, this one right here, you see my arrow? Now that can go away because I have 5-9 over here, right? I don't need to have this.
Give me a second.
You see it? My tabs across the top. I know I can close this one out because that's just me trying to sign back into 5-9.
Yeah, so you don't need that one, correct?
All right. And I usually just try to keep this 5-9.
Teams in your
teams email, and then maybe sometime the calculator. Sometimes I take the calculator off because it gives me too many tabs, but it's okay.
Well, what you can do too is pull up a timer. You can just pull up a timer just like you pull up that calculator for like when you go on break, so that you can hit it, so you'll know how long. Even if you keep your 5-9 pulled up, it'll tell you how long you've been on break. So try to use that as well, so you'll know.
When you say pull up a timer, just go to like your 5% calculator. Just find a timer.
You can just
I said
hit
that
like
on my phone.
Yeah, you can. You can your phone too. I'm just saying it'll be on the screen so you can see it big.
Well, you're right, because when I go in the kitchen and come back, it's like, oh, it's been 9 minutes. I don't really know how long, but if I time my phone when I walk away.
Well, you can look at your break status, too. As soon as you put yourself in break, it starts counting seconds, and, you know, once it gets to a minute. So it'll tell you, like, when you come back, just look at your status. It'll say break for whatever.
Right. All right, ma'am. I don't know. I don't even have no explanation. I remember it vividly. I was like, oh, my God. And it was an air call. I remember because I did say, call, are you there? Call, are you there? I just didn't disposition it. And the only thing I did think, should I have put it in IT? Because I realized I was on a 21-minute dead air call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would definitely would have been a smart thing.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, going forward, if you have
on Tuesday. Oh, look, on Tuesday I get coaching. And when you said, "Hey, how are you?" I'm gonna tell you what I said. I said, "Oh." She said, "Oh, hi. How are you?" I guess nothing went wrong. Usually, you'll say, "Go in the team meet," because I haven't talked to you since Friday. My voice is going.
I
said, "Because you already say every time I talk to you on Tuesday, it's always this, always that." And I said, when you said, hi, how are you? I was like, hey, I'm good. And I said, oh, she don't have anything to say to me. As soon as I said that, you said, go in the team meeting. I said, oh, my goodness. It's not funny. We got to get off this phone. On Tuesday, and see, after I've been gone since, I get off on Saturday night. And I have to say my voice, too, because I talk so much, and then it goes hoarse. I said, after Saturday night, I said, every time I get back on Tuesday, I even look at my phone to make sure it's charged because Sarah's going to call me.
Well, at least you know I got to keep in touch with you.
I know, right? Because with me over the weekend, you don't know what the heck you're going to get when you hear me on Tuesday, I guess. But I'm really, really making the effort. I really don't mean to make these blunders. But I'm trying to get it together, but I have just been, I don't know, I don't even have an explanation.
Just learn from it, and then it won't happen again.
And just so correct it. Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Enjoy your shift.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.